going to go ahead and roll into our post-race media availability in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for today's 26th annual Irish Hills 250 here at Michigan. And we're joined by today's runner-up finisher, William Byron, driver of the number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports, and our third-place finisher, Elliott Sadler, driver of the number 1 One Main Financial Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. William, we're going to start with you. That was a thrilling final couple laps for you. I know not the result that you wanted, but would you please just walk us through that finish?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Elliott was pushing us really hard on the restart, which got us the lead, and we were able to hold the 20 down in 1 and 2 and be able to kind of get ourselves clear to the lead, and just didn't quite have enough the last couple laps. He was getting the draft off of me, and he was able to suck back up to us and got to our inside, and then I thought we were really good position into 3, and he just had enough air down there to get to the side of us, and it was just a race to the line after that. So really proud of our team. To see the JRM cars run this well here is really good, and hopefully we can build on it.
Elliott, your team played your cards right there at the end of the second stage. Got a good result there. But then you had maybe the best seat in the house to watch that finish unfold in front of you. Would you please walk through that final lap from your perspective?
Yeah, William did a tremendous job. I probably could have done a better job pushing him, but he did a great job, and he has nothing to hang his head about. Racing one of the best there is, and Denny Hamlin and Gibbs equipment, and to have a legitimate shot to win, and the way he got the lead the first time by doing it on a restart. So William did a great job. Just frustrating on my behalf. We finished third today in the One Main Financial Chevrolet. We took over the points lead, and TV told me they didn't have time to interview me. So I don't understand that. They interviewed Brad Keselowski, who finished behind me, and he's a Cup driver. I would think he would have plenty of time to talk tomorrow. So I don't understand how you take the Xfinity regular season points leader and tell him you don't have time for him when he has one of the longest running sponsors in the sport. So that's very frustrating for me and my team. So we don't get to talk about it on TV like some of the other guys do, but all in all, we'll take third and move on to Iowa.
Okay. We'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for either gentleman, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Let's start with Rob, and then we'll work our way around.
Rob Tiong, son of the podiumfinish.net. These questions for both of you guys. Clearly, the JRM cars are really strong, and you guys came close to winning the race. So, like Elliott said, there's nothing to hang your head on. But for William and for Elliott, getting that close to the win with a standalone race coming up at Iowa, how confident do you feel about carrying the momentum from Michigan today over to Iowa?
I think I feel really good about it. I think our short track program is honestly our strongest, I think. And this year we've, Pocono, we kind of struggled, our team specifically, and we were able to rebound from that this weekend and really bring some fast cars. So really excited about Iowa. I think our cars are going to be really strong there, and hopefully we can compete. I know there's going to be some good guys in those cars that we compete against, but usually we can run well there.
Additional questions? Let's go to Reed, and then to Zach, and then Chris.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. William, I heard your comments about the 88 car on television before the race. Does a performance like this give you confidence that if that opportunity happened to arise, that you might be ready for it?
I never said anything about the 88 car before the race, so I don't know where that came from. Yeah, I wasn't interviewed today, but anyways, I just want to keep running well for JRM and try and win races and try and compete for a championship. I think to have the three of us in the top three in points is really incredible. I think it shows the consistency of our team execution-wise. I think we really execute well, all three teams, and I've learned a lot from Elliott and Justin and Michael as well. So I think we'll just keep building on that, hopefully be able to compete for a championship.
Go next to Zach, then to Chris, then to Bob.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For William, I know Brad came over, Tony Stewart came over and congratulated you on the run. What sort of things did they kind of give you in your ear, and what kind of a boost is it for you just to kind of have them chat with you afterwards?
I think they just were encouraging me that the time will come and, keep running like that, and it's going to get there. So I know it is. I think we got to continue to lead laps and be up front there, and we're going to get our chance to win a few of these races. So it's really exciting to be up there to lead a couple restarts. It's really cool, and hopefully we can keep doing that at Iowa.
Chris. ChrisKnightKetchments.com. William, you said you got schooled by Denny Hamlin on the last lap. How much did you learn during those last two laps that will help you for the future?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was going to move me in the center of the corner. We're going so fast that I kind of left him a little bit of a lane, and I would have shut that lane if I would have known that he wasn't going to move me. But you just never know in that situation. You want to bring the car home and at least have a chance to run across the line and see what you got. So kind of left him a lane in 3 and 4, but, you can second-guess all those things as much as you want, but we just have to keep moving on and try and win in Iowa.
Go next to Bob, then to Lee.
Bob Pankhurst, ESPN. William, did you kind of have an idea of what you wanted to do on those last couple laps, or were you just, I'm going to go wherever my car is fastest?
Well, I felt like when the caution came out, he was catching me, and I thought he was going to pass me into green, and when the caution came out, I wasn't excited, but then I was really excited that Elliott was behind me because I've seen how much he's pushed guys, and I knew we could probably get clear, and I didn't expect the 20 to be able to get back to our inside, but they had a lot of speed, so it was hard to hold them off, but I think we'll just keep working and hopefully have another position like that in the future.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Elliott, how important was it for just the strategy you guys took to get that stage win? I mean, you mentioned on the radio how important those points are going to be. Justin Allgaier said the same thing last week, that only recently did he realize how important those points are when it comes to crunch time.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So when the caution came out, I knew right then we had to do the opposite of the 22 and the 20. If we had a chance to get that one bonus point, I know it don't sound like a lot now, but part of the chase last year, one point made a big difference on who made it and who didn't. So we were just going to do the opposite of what the two leaders did to try to get that bonus point. And the reason we're able to do that, because we've had such a good season, so we got a cushion in points. We got a pretty good gap back to fourth, fifth, or sixth, so we know we're going to get some type of bonus points, so we can be aggressive. So I'm really proud of Kevin to be aggressive. And then we were thinking, all right, how many people pitted? Do we pit now? Do we stay out? Then we saw how many people pitted, and we're like, man, we got to stay out. We've got 10 bonus points the second round, I think 7 the first round. We got a championship point. Who cares? Let's just stay out. And that was kind of the attitude if you listen to our radio, and we're just able to catch the caution at the right time, and then we're able to finish third. But I think reason because we ran good up to this point, we can probably be aggressive during some of those stages to try to get that championship point.
Additional questions for these gentlemen? Let's go to Rob.
Rob Tiongson, the podiumfinish.net. This question's for Elliott. I know that your team lost two close friends this past weekend, and it had to be pretty tough, but knowing that you came close to winning the race, how inspiring is that for you guys? And knowing that you have the points lead and a lot to build on heading into the next race.
Yeah, well, I mean, this weekend's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there. But two of my best friends in the world have lost their fathers way too quick in their life. I mean, my spotter, Brett, who's been with me over 20 years, lost his father when he was 7 years old. So we just decided, my wife and I decided last week, that to pay honor and tribute to two of my best friends in the world for Father's Day for them, we put their dad's names on the car in remembrance of them. So that's what we were able to do. He really wanted to pull something out for him there at the end, and I kind of didn't know what kind of move to make. I didn't want to mess William up, and I felt like I wanted to go to the bottom, but if I'd have hit both of them and spun my teammate out, that wouldn't have been good either, or he'd have wrecked my new car, so I didn't want to do that either. So all in all, it was a good day for us, but we really wanted to get those guys to victory lane.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. Good luck next week in Iowa.